Hi, Ms. Jackson.
Ms. Jackson, my name is Jeremy Perlman.
I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Depot Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, you.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after using the Depot Provera?
Yes.
You were? Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And do you already have an attorney assisting you in regards to the Depot Provera lawsuit?
No.
No. Okay. And then would you like to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. All right. One second. And you are the one that was injured, I take it. That is yes. And
yes.
can you affirm that you have not signed any documents in regards to this with another firm? That is correct. You can affirm that?
Yes.
Right. And you are, of course, a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Right. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for at least 1 year. That is correct?
Yes.
And is it Depot Provera? I mean, sorry, meningioma of the brain?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And then what is the date of diagnosis, roughly?
March of 2020.
Okay. March 1st, 2020. And then what is your date of birth?
4/23/1997.
97, okay. And then was anybody else injured by the Depot Provera similarly? Or was it?
No.
Nobody?
Not
okay.
That I know of.
No, you're good. No worries. And then it was the brand name you took, correct? Depot Provera?
Yes, Pfizer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you did use it for at least 1 year minimum. That is correct?
Yes.
And can you confirm you had 4 injections in that 1 year prior to being diagnosed? That is correct?
Yes.
Right. And then what years did you use the Depot in? When did you start? When did you stop? You can be month and year or just year.
Okay. I started in March 2022 and I stopped it in May 2023.
Okay. So about a year and 2 months?
Yes.
March 22, May 23. And I know this is very redundant as we are speaking about female contraceptives, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then, how do you say your first name? Is it I don't want to say
yeah.
it wrong. Delisa? Okay. I was close. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say you're close. You're very close.
Delisa, and then Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Yes.
And then first name is D-A-L-I-C-I-A?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then email I have for you is lashanee0423@gmail.com?
Yes.
And then this is the best number to reach you on, 760-927-2941.
Yes.
And it's a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And when the lawyers reach out, what would be the best way? Call, text, or email? When the attorneys reach out, what would be the best way for them to reach out to you? By call, by text, or by email?
No, call is fine.
Call, okay. And morning, afternoon, or evening?
No matter.
Anytime. Okay. How about afternoon? And then what is your best physical address?
11757 Neiman's Way at Atlanta, California, 92301.
Atlanta. 92301?
Yes.
Nehmans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nehmans. 11757, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And this is a house, no apartment or anything like that?
Yes, it's a house.
Okay. All right. Atalanta. All right. And the Depot Provera was administered by the doctor, medical staff?
By the doctor.
By the doctor, okay. And then how many times did you say you were injected with the Depot Provera? Would have been like 5 or 6 altogether.
Like 5.
5, yeah, okay. All right. And then what was the name of the facility, the hospital or the doctor where it was administered?
Huntington Hospital.
Huntington, okay. And that is that in also in Atalanta?
No, it's in Pasadena.
Pasadena, okay. Okay. On 100 West California Boulevard, Huntington Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just putting the information down. Were you treated at the same place as well at Huntington?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll put all that down then. Hold on. 1 second. 100 West California. Sorry, I just had to put all the information. And then you prescribed it at Huntington, the Depo Provera, because it was administered there. Address. Sorry, I'm just having to copy all this over. Since it's
no,
all
it's okay.
Capability. And then the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, was that through CT scan, MRI, or both?
CT scan.
Okay, CT scan. And then you said you were diagnosed as well at Huntington Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Dr. Edwards, yes, a neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon. Okay, I was just about to ask that. Neuro. Oops, N-E-U-R-O-S-U-R-G-O-N. And any previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And what was the treating doctor's name? If you don't know, I can just put Huntington Hospital.
Can you say that one more time? Who diagnosed me?
No, the treating doctor. Or the diagnosis.
Oh, it's the same person that diagnosed me, Dr. Edward.
Dr. Edward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dr. Edward. Thank you. Oops. Dr. Edward or Edwards?
Edward.
E-D-W.
Dr. Edward Barton.
B-A-R-T-O-N. Okay.
Yeah.
Edward Barton. All right. Thank you. And I put him down as diagnosing and treating. And then the facility, of course, is the same one. Huntington Hospital. And what type of treatments did you receive for the meningioma? Medications, surgeries, anything like that?
Echinotopic surgery and a radiation treatment therapy.
Radiation therapy. Okay. And medication too?
No.
And no pain medication or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. No worries. That I can leave blank. And were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
No.
No? Okay. And then medical records will exist at Huntington Hospital. That is correct in regards to this?
Yes.
All right. And then you don't happen to have them on hand. The hospital will have them?
No, I don't have them on hand. Yes, the hospital will have it.
No, you're good. Don't worry.
Okay.
Both. And then would you like to leave an emergency contact? It is not required.
No, it's fine if it's not required.
Very good. Let's put the email blank. I'm going to confirm everything with you, and then I'm going to send you the DocuSign. We'll complete that, and then the attorneys will basically start pulling your records from Huntington Hospital and just substantiating your claim. And then, I forgot to ask you two things. One thing I forgot to ask was, what pharmacy do you go to?
The one on the 395.
On 395?
Yes.
What city is that in?
Victorville.
Okay. Let's see. On 395.
Walgreens.
Oh, Walgreens. Okay. I'll find it then. I see it right here. Palmdale Road.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. 1 second. Let me Google it. Put the address all capitalized for me. Hold on. There we go. Walgreens. Palmdale Road in Victorville. Number is 760. Sorry, it's not, there we go. So let me copy the number now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. 709. 7009. Yes, that is it. Okay. And then last question is, what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the whole thing, you can provide me with just the last four.
4464.
4464. Okay. All right. And then let me confirm everything with you. And then Ms. Jackson, I let you know the call is recorded in the beginning, of course. You would like to see if you want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, and you do not already have an attorney in regards to it. That is all correct?
Yes.
All right. And then you are filing this claim for yourself. That is correct. You're a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, and then it was meningioma of the brain. That is all correct?
Yes.
All right. And then you were diagnosed around March of 2020?
Yes.
All right. And then birthday is April 23rd, 1997?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then you did take the Pfizer brand name injectable Depo Provera, used it for 1 year, and then had four injections prior to being diagnosed. And then you'd used Depo Provera roughly from March of 2022 to September of
2023. Can you say that one more time?
Yeah. Yeah. One second. What year did you first start using the Depo?
March 2020.
Okay. That's why I was like, okay, 2020. That's when you started using it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stopped when?
In May 2023.
Okay. That's what I missed it. Okay. That's right. Okay. And then when were you diagnosed?
May 20th, 2023.
Okay. Okay. I get it. No worries. Okay. So you thought, okay, I got you. You thought when I first, okay, the date of diagnosis.
Wait, what? Say that again?
I know. As I was saying it right now, too, once you said that, I was like, oh yeah, hey, this is before. Okay. So let me restart this. Okay. So meningioma of the brain, of course, that was diagnosed. And then that was after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. And the date of diagnosis would have been 5/20 of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. And then your birthday, we got that right. And then you were taking the brand name Depo Provera, did it for at least 1 year minimum, four injections in that 1 year before being diagnosed. And you started, start date of Depo Provera would have been 3/1 of 2020 roughly, and then stopped 5/1 of 2023. So use it about roughly 3 years, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then first name, D-A-L-I-C-I-A. You are a female. Last name, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Yes.
Okay. And then social is 4464. Last four. All right. And then email is lashanee0423@gmail.com. And this is the best number to reach you on.
Yes.
Okay. And then address of 11757 Neiman's Way, Adelanto, California, 92301.
Yes.
Okay. And then the Depo was administered by the doctor as around five times at Huntington Hospital. That's where it was administered. Address of 100 West California Boulevard. You were prescribed it there as well. You were diagnosed at Huntington Hospital as well. And that was by Dr. Edward Barton. Same address, and he was a neurosurgeon, and you received surgery, radiation therapy, and that was all at Huntington Hospital as well. That is all correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then there are medical records that do exist.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad we went over that because, yeah, that the date. Because I was like, oh, no. I was like, something here doesn't make sense. So, okay. So right when you were diagnosed is around when you see you were diagnosed and stopped using it, and then you used it, started, just to confirm one last time, started using it March of 2020, stopped using it May of 2023, and you were diagnosed May 20th of 2023.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to confirm that one last time.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'm going to text you right now. 1 second. You'll get a text right now. It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. Should come up in just a second. Should have received it just now or like a second or two ago. It'll have a link in there. You want to click on that link. That will open up to the document. When that document opens up, it'll prompt you to agree or sign once you're in it or if you're opening it. Once you are in it, once you sign it, it's just giving the lawyers permission to start pulling the records and reach out to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then once you finish it right now, I'll send you information with from my direct number. I'll send you a text right now. Hold on. And then with all their information too. I see you're in it too. So you might
You might finish it before I can send you the text, but that's no worries. Where did this go? There it is. And yeah, you finished it. I just got the message. And then let me send you this. Well, that one's different. I just want to make sure I'm sending you the right firm information. One second. Let me just open it through this window. I just want to make sure you have all the info before we get off the phone. You have my number. Because if you don't hear from them in a week, I want you to call me so I can reach out and get an update. Hold on. One sec. There we go. Vigna. That is the name of the firm. There we go. Sorry, I didn't want to send you the wrong info. And then your number is, it's this one we're speaking on, correct? Just to confirm, 760-927-2941.
Yes, correct.
Okay. 927. And then this is going to come from my direct number. It's a 949 number. I'm up here in Irvine, just a little north of you. And then, so that's my direct number. If you don't hear from the lawyers at A4D/Vigna, they should probably reach out to you in like 24 to 48 hours. If you don't hear from them in like by next Wednesday or so, basically a week, please do call or text me on that number I just texted you from. Did you receive the text?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then, yeah, that's my number. If you don't hear from them, please give me a call, and I can always transfer you over to them or get an update. But besides that, Ms. Jackson, that is everything for now. I thank you so much for your time. I'm very sorry for what you're going through, but hopefully the lawyers can start pulling those records and get you all the compensation that you are deserved in regards to this, because the Depo-Provera, of course, was known to cause that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for catching that mistake with me as well. So, and you have a wonderful day. And if, like I said, if you have any questions, call me back or text me on that 949 number. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.